I've got a gold nugget today. I found this gold nugget in Luke chapter 8 and verse 40. It reads like this, "And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him." They gladly received him because they were waiting for him. I'm reminded of that old song in our red bag hymnal on page 200. It asks the question, "When upon the clouds of heaven Christ shall come to this earth again, will the world be glad to see him when he shall come again?" The chorus of that song tells us they'll be singing, they'll be shouting, there'll be sorrow, there'll be pain, there'll be weeping, there'll be praying when our Lord shall come again. Will you join in lamentation, or will you sing the angel's refrain? Are you ready to receive him when our Lord comes back again? I know that when he comes back to earth again, those who have rejected him will not be glad to see him. In fact, this will be their most horrifying nightmare coming true. Because when he comes back to the earth, he's coming to judge the ungodly. And woe be unto the inhabitants of the earth who have not accepted him. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. Turn your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. I'll begin reading in verse 8. It goes like this, "From you sounded out the word of the Lord. In every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves showed us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead." Paul tells us that the Thessalonians was waiting for the Son of God from heaven. Jesus is going to return. The wait is almost over. Not only these Thessalonians waiting on God, it appears to me that there is a general feeling among the people in the world today that something ominous is about to happen. The feeling is one of uncertainty for the non-believer, causing him much despair, and in many cases, fear of the things that are soon to come. On the other hand, the feeling that true Christians have today is that of longing and anticipation as a result of the coming events. Worldwide famines, energy shortages, disease on every hand, the threat of total annihilation from a nuclear holocaust, killer earthquakes, wars and the threats of wars, the degeneration of morals and the ethics of mankind, the increasing worthlessness of our money, are some of the problems confronting mankind today. And many people, these produce a sense of hopelessness. In others, they produce hope and a sense of expectancy. How is it possible for the same events and conditions to produce completely opposite effects? Part of the world's population is so afraid that it resorts to diversionary activities as a means of escape from the realities of life. While we, as Christians, are convinced that events occurring today and the condition of mankind are simply the fulfillment of scriptures that are related to the end of time and the second coming of Jesus Christ. Being convinced that the end of time is near and that Christ is coming soon, we must prepare for His return. It is not enough to know that Christ is soon coming. We must prepare for His coming. Paul wrote these words in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, beginning in verse 11. It goes like this, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put you on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. The day is at hand. The world is waiting. Some wait in ignorance, not knowing what the future holds. Others, knowing that the day of the Lord and the end of times are at hand, are only waiting. Still another group, fully aware of the signs of the time and the prophecies that are being fulfilled, in addition to waiting, this group is also longing for the return of their Lord, because they have made the necessary preparations for His return. Having prepared themselves, they are confident that no matter what the future holds, they will be sheltered in the arms of God. Even though the Armageddon countdown is on, there is one hope for modern man. Today, I tell you of that hope. That hope is in Jesus Christ our Lord. It's not in your silver or your gold. James put it like this, "Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasures together for the last days." Men today hoard gold and silver. Modern day currencies have been devalued. Gold and silver are bought as hedges against inflation. But James points out that gold and silver will one day turn to rust, which indicates to me that these valuable commodities will at one time become worthless. This seems to be impossible to us today. But Jesus said, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break in nor steal. For where your treasures is, there will your hearts be also." Christians, rather than hoarding money for the last days, have instructions from Christ. "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, or what you should eat, nor what you should drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The Lord is going to return for his children. He is coming, and he's coming soon. One songwriter put it in these words: at the sounding of the trumpet, when the saints are gathered home, we will greet each other by the crystal sea. When the angel of the Lord proclaims the time shall be no more, we shall be gathered where the saved and ransomed be. What a gathering of the loved ones when we meet one another. What a gathering when the friends and all dear ones meet each other. He is coming for his saints. We don't have to be left, but we must be prepared. He's coming after a bride, pure, holy, without spot or wrinkle.